fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
And did you know that next Monday is International Day of People with Disability? Did you know that 1 in 5 Australians are currently living with disabilities, and people with disabilities are 10 times more likely to visit their GP? They're also far more likely to experience multiple long-term health conditions. However, 1 in 5 say they often don't get help care when they need to due to cost. Here in the studio to talk about understanding and improving healthcare for people with disability is Fiona Payne. Fiona is the co-lead of the Department of Health Disability Health Network. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Thank you, Georgia.
So, what's International Day of People with Disability all about?
Well, it's a UN sanctioned day that's celebrated each year all over the world. The Australian government's been supporting it in Australia since 1996, and it's really an opportunity to increase awareness and understanding and acceptance of people with disability, but it's also a great chance to celebrate their achievements and the contributions they make to our Australian society.
I think that's so important, having a day to celebrate, you know, because a lot of the time sometimes people with disabilities get a bit of a bad rap, and it's an awesome opportunity for people to be able to be joyous and celebrate everything amazing that they're doing out in the world. It's really exciting.
Yes, it is. It's a great opportunity. And at the Health Network, we've celebrated this each year since our inception in 2012 because, you know, health is a busy place, and it's not often that we get the opportunity to pause and reflect in that way.
So let's talk about disabilities. What are some of the primary barriers that people with disabilities face when it particularly comes to healthcare?
Yes. Well, you mentioned, Georgia, the cost. So people with disability are frequent flyers in the health system. You know, they often visit healthcare workers more often than the general population. They often need specialist care, and they often have multiple providers. So those things in themselves make accessing healthcare that meets their needs more challenging. There can be really simple things like physical barriers. So women who need to go in, for example, and have a mammogram. Mammogram machines are designed for women to be able to stand and be used, not necessarily for people in wheelchairs. There are things like information not being available in a format that a person with an intellectual disability is able to understand, so no pictures or complicated medical terminology. There's very often people, health practitioners, aren't skilled in the specific areas related to the disability that the person's presenting with or their particular needs. But I think one of the things that we're working very hard at changing in the Health Network is the attitudes that people have towards people with disability. So sadly, too often we do hear stories where people with disability are actually not valued, and so decisions are made about their care that don't involve them or their family, and often they're, you know, described as a burden on their family as opposed to a joy and a part of the family. So for us in the Health Network, we're working really hard for people with disability to be recognised as humans, as human beings with rights to access good quality healthcare that meets their needs when they need it.
That really frustrates me when you say that. That is almost soul destroying, which leads me to talk about equality and access to healthcare. What this means and why it's so important for people with disability?
Yes, well, you know, accessing healthcare is a basic human right that's enshrined in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disability. But here in Australia, we also have our own National Disability Strategy, and that makes specific reference to the fact that mainstream health services need to be able to modify their approach in a way that enables people with disability to get their healthcare needs met. And so it's compounded for people with disability because their general health is poorer than the average population, and the fact that we talked about the need for them to access more and different health services. So it is really important that we provide remove the barriers for them to accessing healthcare, and that's the work that we're doing in the Department of Health.
Do you think, you know, by educating people and bringing these barriers to light, we'll be able to increase understanding and awareness of some of the challenges that people with disability face?
Well, I do, but I think that the most powerful tool that we have to change the way that people think about people with disability is to actually involve people with disability themselves in designing health services, to use people with disability to provide education and training of the health workforce, to employ people with disability, so health practitioners are working beside people who have disability, and to provide lots of opportunities for people with disability to tell their story, so to provide feedback to the health workforce and then for the health workforce to be able to respond. So that really acknowledges that people with disability have a great deal to offer because of their lived experience.
And it's going back to what you said earlier about consultation and including everybody in it, not just, not just thinking you're doing the best thing for someone.
Yes, it's amazing how powerful that working beside someone with a disability can be in transforming a person's attitude and therefore their approach to providing healthcare to the next person that comes along with a disability.
So if there was one thing that can make a really big difference to empower people with disability and to ensure, you know, inclusiveness and equality, what do you think it would be?
I think it's us providing opportunities for people with disability to make valuable contributions in the community. And so for lots of people, that actually means being employed in the community and making an active contribution. But it can also be for other people being volunteers. So being really present in the life of the community and people walking side by side with people with disability.
Because, I mean, there is things out there like DES, Disability Employment Services and things like that, but there's so much more that the community can do, really, to make it inclusive for everyone.
Absolutely, and there are many people with disability who can actively compete for jobs in the open employment market, and it really is about us as a community reducing the barriers that prevent them from doing so or make it difficult for them to do so at the moment.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier. We've just been speaking to Fiona Payne, the co-lead of the Department of Health's Disability Health Network. If someone wanted to get some more information, Fiona, where could they head to?
Well, the Department of Health website has a specific page dedicated to the Disability Health Network, and there is some information on there about the event that we're holding at Fiona Stanley Hospital on Monday. This is an opportunity to celebrate the achievements and to acknowledge contributions. There's also the Healthy WA website, which is the public-facing website for the Department of Health. And there is a specific website for International Day of People with Disability, which is auspiced by the government.
That's amazing. If you wanted to head on over to find some more information, go to idpwd.com.au or healthywa.wa.gov.au. Thank you very much, Fiona.
Thanks, Georgia.
Thanks for listening to this RTRFM story. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. Help the station continue providing great content by subscribing or donating today. You can also download our app and access RTRFM anytime and anywhere from your mobile device.